The Mortgage Calculator, your favorite non-QM lender with over 5,000 unique loan products.
So welcome, everyone. My name is Kyle Hershey. I am the COO of The Mortgage Calculator, joined here by our president, Nick Hershey, and our sales manager, Jose Gonzalez. We are a lender that specializes in non-QM loans. And what we do every morning on this show at 11 a.m. Eastern time is go through our live mortgage rates. And then we do a deep dive into a different loan topic. Today's topic is going to be four unit properties. So again, one of the things that we love to do here at the Mortgage Calculator, so our sales manager, Jose, with 28 years of experience, will take us into a deep dive for four unit property loans. But before we do that, we'll do what we do every morning, which is pull up our live rates. So Nick, if you're ready, let's go ahead and pull up our pricing tool and we'll see what our live rates are looking like this morning.
All right. Yeah, we will check it out. So this is our pricing tool for our team of mortgage professionals here. This will show us the general rates and the APR. March 28th after 11 a.m. Eastern, so all the programs are live here. If you'd like a full loan estimate that breaks down all of the itemized fees that go into the APR, please get with our team of over 300 licensed loan officers to help you out. For the demo, as we do every day, we'll set up a basic scenario to compare across the programs. We'll set a loan amount of $400,000. Set the LTV to 80% loan, 20% down payment. And we'll ask the computer to find the lowest rates we can offer for conforming. We'll come with FHA, which is usually the second option for most borrowers. And then we'll check out our expanded guidelines, also known as non-QM, where we have over 5,000 additional. We also have VA and USDA. VA is only for eligible vets and active service members. If you are, just let us know. Well, we also have USDA for properties. On that this week, just check that out if you're looking in those USDA areas. We'll start today with conforming conventional. We'll do purchase, 30-year fixed, standard loan, single family home, one unit, state of Florida, county of Miami-Dade. And for all the demos, use an estimated credit score of 760 and an estimated debt to of 40%. So with these settings, let's check the rates this morning. And slight change from yesterday, 6.375 rate, 2.25 discount points, APR at 6.647. So good option for our customers that need to use conventional here. Definitely better than it has been in the past. But for some customers that may not qualify for conventional, the next thing I usually want to compare is an FHA option. So we'll set up all the same info. However, this time we'll select FHA, which allows leniency on credit issues, as well as a higher debt-to-income ratio. But we'll keep everything identical here so we can compare across the programs. All we've edited here is the loan program FHA. So let's compare here. So best FHA option here at the top, 5.5 rate, 2.375 discount point, APR at 6.428. So as usual, touch cheaper than conventional here for our customers that qualify for both. And our customers that need to use FHA for the leniency. APR does include the upfront and yearly mortgage insurance that is required, so definitely a great option. It is very comparable to conventional and actually a touch cheaper in some cases. Now, where we love to specialize is if, unfortunately, our customer doesn't qualify for either conventional or FHA. Your lenders will have to deny that customer, but that's where we love to present our 5,000 plus additional options here under expanded guidelines, also known as non-QM. So we'll identical. However, we have a new option that pops up for non-QM where we can change the income type. So full doc is what we use for conventional and so if we don't qualify using 2 years of tax returns, that full documentation, we would want to choose an alternative here under non-QM. So we have asset related, statement programs, the DSCR programs are just for investment properties. We'll show those in a minute. Personal bank statement 12-month is the most popular. That's what we use today. Bunch of other ones, RSU, stated income, BOE, 1099, P&L, all kinds of options. Most popular though is the 12-month bank statement for our self-employed borrowers. Self-employed borrowers, when they submit tax returns, 2 years of tax returns may have write-offs and may not qualify at all or just may need a little bit of extra income. Either way, we can no tax returns at all, just their last 12 bank statements. And we'll determine a debt-to-income ratio of 40% here in the demo using just the cash in the bank. So most of our clients have much more money this way. So let's check out the bank statement options today. All right, best option at the top, 1% rate, 2.175 discount points and costs, with the final APR at 7.385. So you see there's within about a half a point of conventional, typical there. So a great option for our customers that need that little bit of extra help. We have these options and they're very comparable to conventional. So definitely recommend to reach out to our team, some help qualifying. And notice there's hundreds of different variations of bank statement programs. Some of these at a little bit higher rates and costs may allow credit issues, credit events, bank records, etc. And some may allow different ways to calculate the income. So tons of different options here. Please get with our team to find which one of the hundreds of programs work best. And now we want to always do some live pricing for investment properties. So we'll always do a standard one-unit property here on the demo. Jose will go through some four-unit examples here in a minute. But let's set up our investment property scenario. So $400,000 loan amount, 80% loan to value, 20% down payment. And for investment properties, we'll compare the lowest rates we can offer for conforming and compare that to our expanded guideline non-QM options. Remember, FHA, VA, USDA, all the government programs here do not work for investments. So we'll just do these top two. We'll start with conforming conventional. Everything's the same as our other demo. All we've changed here is the occupancy to investment. So let's see the rates. The battle is still on here. So portfolio squeaking out the standard still again. So remember, that's an option that is using the same guidelines as conventional, but isn't actually a true Fannie or Freddie program. So it doesn't require the loan level price adjustments. A touch cheaper like today, 6.875 rate for 3.375 discount points. That's the final APR, 7.277. And the first true conventional here, this stands for Freddie Mac. So this is either or. Comes in at 6.875 rate for 3.5 discount points and costs for a final APR of 7.0. So we saw yesterday they were identical. As the conventional rates hopefully continue to go down, we should see these take over the portfolio program. But for now, it might be cheaper. So our customers, check that out if they're looking for a full doc option for an investment property. I recommend all of our investors check out our non-QM options as well. So for the final demo, we'll set up the investment property option. And this time we'll select expanded guidelines, also known as non-QM, for investment properties. So first thing we need to pick is our income type. Most popular income type loan we do here is our DSCR loan, because it doesn't require any income or employment or docs from our borrower on those items. Just simply use the income from the appraisal to determine a DSCR value. It stands for debt service coverage ratio. If the estimated rents from the appraisal can cover the expenses, property will cash flow. That's a ratio of one or higher. We even have options for ratios under one, but for the demo, we always use 1.5, so we can see programs pop up. And finally, prepayment penalty must be selected. 3 years is standard. That's what we always use for the demo. There are options for no prepay that cost more and limits the. And there are some programs that allow 5 years and saves us some money, but not all programs do. So we always use 3 years for the demo here as the most common option. So the DSCR rates this morning. All right, some smoking options here. 6.875 rate, 3.025 discount. Puts the final APR at 7.346. So almost identical to conventional here. Definitely recommend our investors check out the DSCR option. I'd probably say 100% of investors that compare this to conventional at the same cost will choose DSCR. Many investors choose DSCR even when the cost is substantially more for the. And as Jose will show here in a second, some of the most popular investment programs are the DSCR. Now, if we scroll down, there's tons of options. Again, some of these may allow bankruptcies, foreclosures, other credit issues. Some of these may allow different ways to calculate the income, short-term rental income, very. So tons of flexibility here within DSCR. Please get with our team to find the best one. And now let me switch my screen again. And get into today's topic. So with the live pricer doing the live rates, one unit property, once we get into four unit properties, specialty properties, anything that's a little bit outside of the ordinary, we always want to take our time and go through it. So Jose today will be able to take his time, go through the options for four unit properties, which are always going to be a little bit different than the standard one unit we do on the demo, and give us ways to take this on. Four unit properties, obviously the maximum for a residential property, right? We always do the show where we have some options to 8 units or even more for our real big investors out there. But 4 unit property is the max for any of our standard conventional programs, because that is the maximum units for residential property, right? So we're talking about the largest residential properties you can get for our house hackers out there that want to live in one and rent 3, or for our that want to buy the most units they can under the standard program parameters. So Jose, let's talk about the best ways to go after these 4.
Good morning, everybody. Thank you for joining us for Daily Mortgage Rates Live with the Mortgage Calculator. So we definitely love our house hackers out there, right? Those are our buyers looking to purchase their first property and looking to maximize the effort by making their first property 2 to 4 unit property, preferably, if at all possible, a 4 unit property. Why is that? Well, because when you're purchasing your first property, it's going to be the best opportunity for you to be able to purchase a property like this, a 4-unit property, as a primary residence, which it will be, right? You're going to live in it at least 1 year before you decide to buy another one. So that would allow you then to take advantage of these great primary residence options that I'm going to show you, not just the amazing investment options that I'm going to show you. Because you really can't do it in reverse. If you buy your first property as a condo, for example, or a townhouse or a single family home, even, it's going to be tough for you to then revert to a 4-unit property, which in essence is going to have less privacy, let's say, than a townhouse or a single family detached, right? You may be able to convince the underwriter on a condo. I mean, this is obviously actually where you are going to occupy the property, but regardless of what your intentions actually are, the underwriter has to agree and has to accept it. So the best way to make that happen is to make your first property a 4-unit property. Hence, that's why we love our house hackers. That's what we call them, right? The ones looking to do the house hack and maximize the effort on their first purchase and make it a 2 to 4 unit property. So let me share the great options I have with you today. Starting with one that is a pretty recent option. And this is the GSEs out there, basically Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, Ginny Mae, right? Those are the GSEs that buy our agency loans, are looking for ways to increase the opportunities for primary homeowners to purchase their first home. As we know, there's an inventory crunch out there. Right, there's a shortage of available existing housing. So the GSEs went and relaxed the guidelines a little bit regarding 2 to 4 unit properties. Whereas before on a primary, I believe the 2-unit was minimum, I think it was 15% down. Now it's minimum 5% down on a 2 to 4 unit, because a 4-unit was always higher and the 3-unit higher down payment than the 2-unit for a primary. Well, now they've made it the same across the board, only 5% down for a conventional primary purchase of a 4-unit property. And great rates to boot on top of that, because here we have 7.125 with a lender credit. We love those lender credits. And you can buy their rate all the way down to 6.25%. And as I always like to state in the beginning of the show, we have lower rates than 6.25%. But for purposes of showing only compliant rates, that's what we have here, unless we were on the assumption that we have a scenario where we know that the seller is paying closing costs of the buyers and that we can then apply that seller credit to the loan discount fee paid by the borrower. So, for example, if the seller was paying 2.5% of the purchase price towards the buyer's closing costs, and we were to apply it towards the loan discount, then on the points and fees test, it would be zero, right? So we could essentially buy this down even further into the rate sheet to a cost of 4 points, 4.5 points, let's say, and possibly still be in compliance because the seller is paying closing costs, and then we'd have a much lower rate. So definitely want to let you know that the mortgage calculator, we have lower rates than what you see here. And four unit FHA primary purchase. FHA is always primary, by the way. So 3.5% down. Now, FHA has always had the option for a 2-4 unit property. Now, one thing you do have to know about FHA and the four unit properties is that the property needs to be able to cover its own expenses where all the units rented. Right. So that's like an FHA rule. They take the gross market rent for, in this case, all four units, you know, assuming that at some point it's not, you know, the borrower is going to move out. All the units are going to be rented. FHA requires the property to be able to cover the PITI. So in essence, FHA requires a four-unit property to have a debt service coverage ratio of at least 1.0, putting it in terms that we at the Mortgage Calculator and all of our MLOs out there understand and all of our investors understand out there. So the DSCR on an FHA four-unit property needs to be at least 1.0 or else the loan is not going to fund. So with that being said, you have 6.625 here with a quarter-point lender credit, and you can buy this down all the way to 5.5%, not too shabby. Now we have a four-unit VA purchase. VA purchases, again, are always primary residences. And in this case, we have also 100, as you can see there, 100% LTV, no loan level price adjustment for a 2-4-unit property. You're looking at 7.125% with a $505 lender credit here, 0.101. And you can buy that down all the way to 5.75% for your four-unit VA, 100% LTV financing. We just recently closed a couple of VA loans in the company where they were buying two-unit properties, which is pretty cool. Now, our non-QM options here now, for if for whatever reason we cannot go agency with our borrower, some of the reasons may be, for example, you couldn't get underwriting, automated underwriting approval for whatever reason, but non-QM never has automated underwriting. It's always manual underwriting. And at 90% LTV also, never any mortgage insurance. So here we do have a 10% down, 90% LTV, full doc, non-QM option. Lowest cost option at par, 8.375. And you can buy that down all the way down to 7.375%. Now we have some more non-QM options. Now we're breaking it down into income, right? Now we have a bank statement option at 90% LTV. Again, no mortgage insurance, and look at these rates. Pretty amazing. 9.5% is our lowest cost option. 8.75 is our lowest rate option for our 10% down, 90% LTV, no mortgage insurance, bank statement purchase option of a four-unit property. And some more twists and turns here. A four-unit primary purchase. Asset utilization. That means we're going to use the money you have in the bank, the savings, the stocks, bonds, mutual funds, IRA, 401k, all those things that you that have statements, except for crypto, by the way. We can use those for our asset utilization, give you a percentage of the asset to count as income, right? Pretty easy. No job required ever for this option. purely asset utilization. 10.5%, lowest cost option, 9.625, lowest rate option for asset utilization. And 1099, right, for our self-employed contract workers out there, our realtors, for example, that get 1099s. That's our favorite 1099 employment class there. Very good rates here. We're at 9.5% lowest cost option, 8.75 lowest rate option. And for our last two examples, you didn't think I was going to leave DSCR loans out of the picture, did you? So this one, just like I started the first one, the 5% down agency primary four unit, this is another new tweak to the guidelines. This is our 15% down, 85% LTV DSCR purchase. This is the unicorn for the investors, and the unicorn has gotten even more attractive, right? Because now we have a 15% down DSCR option that will allow for 2 to 4 units as well. So this particular conduit is for 1 to 4 unit with 15% down, 85% LTV, never any mortgage insurance. So you have 10.375% is our lowest cost option and 9.75% lowest rate option for our new and improved 15% down DSCR purchase option for 1 to 4 units. Pretty amazing, folks. And again, never any mortgage insurance on non-QM. And our last option is the more standard 80% LTV purchase for a 4-unit, right? DSCR. And here we have some pretty kick-ass rates. We have our lowest cost option, which is 8.125, actually offering a lender credit of 0.18. And you can buy that down all the way to 7%. So that's pretty amazing for 80% LTV, 4-unit DSCR purchase. So looking forward to having all of our investors and MLOs out there bring their 4-unit property loans to the mortgage calculator so we can help you structure and close your deals.
All right. I do not see any questions. No, no questions here. So I think we can wrap it up. Definitely a lot of great options there and some options for the house hackers. It looks like we do have a question coming in here. Is the DSCR owner occupied?
Never. Nope. That's one of the catches of the DSCR program. That's what allows it to work so smoothly, streamlined, right? We only use the gross rental income generated by the property to qualify the borrower, right? Gross rental income divided by housing expense has to equal, depending what the program is. For the examples I was running today, I was running them at a 1.5 DSCR. But the big catch that allows the DSCR program to work is that it is never owner-occupied, and it is never allowed to be occupied by any family of the borrower as well, right? It's a purely business purpose loan with leases that are arm's length transactions, right? If it's a non-arm's length transaction lease, like you're renting it to your mom or your dad or your sister, your brother, you're going to have a problem with that because it doesn't meet the guidelines.
All right. Okay, let's go ahead and wrap it up then. Remember, we do this at 11 a.m. Eastern every weekday where we go through our live rates and then do a deep dive into different topics. We'll be back tomorrow with a new topic. Thank you, Jose. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. And we'll see you tomorrow, 11 a.m. Eastern, for the next episode of Daily Rates Live with the Mortgage Calculator. Have a great day, everyone.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you, everybody.
Apply now at themortgagecalculator.com for instant mortgage rate quotes for over 5,000 loan products.